are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about talent and how to develop yours. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. What is the most important concept to understand about talent?
That it's an energy. That means it can be blocked, suppressed, covered up.
Or even uncovered.
And uncovered. And just like with our ecosystem approach, it can be infinite by of what?
Uncovering it.
Yes. You know, we say that every in every segment that, you know, we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed.
Right.
And what we're saying is our greatest talents and abilities in all ways, in all things.
And even thinking.
Is not that we have to develop them like a machine, right, but that they just need to be uncovered. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that this negative energy that keeps building up and building up, because energies are things, and if you don't get rid of them, they build up.
Well, okay, wait a minute. You're saying that everybody has talents and they're all covered up, Jason? Is that what you're saying?
Everybody has specific reasons why they're here on Earth, and abilities and talents that need to be expressed, and it's part of a kind of a grand design. But those talents and abilities are covered up. And because of our programming culture, what we tend to do is, unless you can express your talent in a very specific way.
Are you talking about like being a prodigy of some kind?
No, I'm talking about the opposite.
Okay.
You know, when you go to school, you may be really good at math, but unless you can do math the way in the frame or in the construct, the way that they do it at school,
okay,
they may not think you're very smart or very good in math.
Okay.
You know, Einstein didn't do well in school at all.
No, he didn't. You know, I don't remember if it's really true, but somewhere along the line, I heard that Einstein had actually failed math when he was in high school.
I think it was younger, but...
Was it younger?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The point is that when you have to do... you know, express yourself in a very specific way, a lot of things are filtered out.
Mm.
And when we start to uncover the negative energy in your essence, that's when all sorts of talents and abilities that you never thought you even had start to come forward in ways that you may have never even considered before.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions, I want to talk about this, is that most people think about talent, you know, to me it's, I see the little boy who's learning how to play the piano, and he doesn't really want to learn how to play the piano, but he practices for hours and hours because he's forced to, and he becomes really good at it, but he may not love it. And when you push someone, when you structure it, when you force someone, you take the fun out of it, and that fun is what your essence uses to motivate you to express and develop your talent in a way that's natural and organic.
Right.
Forcing people to practice for hours and hours a day doesn't necessarily help.
Well, I'm going to tell my guitar teacher, you said I don't have to practice. And we'll see what he says.
You realize that that's your story.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the fact is that, you know, she's always saying, well, you know, she does guitar lessons every week. And just before her lesson, she says, oh, I haven't practiced, blah, blah, blah. But what we've been doing is clearing.
Right.
And we find that when she gets stuck, with a specific chord or
notes
that you're it allows you to do those things as opposed to trying to practice it out or force yourself to go over it and over it and over it until you get it.
And that's because I do a lot of clearing around it.
Yes. And yes. You know, that forcing yourself to practice it over and over and over until you get it, right, is the thinking that we've always been talking about in all of our shows, which is treating yourself like a machine.
Right. Right.
You know, a machine will, you know, that makes sense in terms of a mechanical approach, but you're not a machine.
Right. And one of the things that I found is that I truly love music. I love music. Anybody that knows me knows I love music. And I have always wanted to play the guitar and do it well. I didn't just want to play. I wanted to do it well. And what I found is that when I am struggling with the process of having to learn and do things over and over again, what I see that's blocking me from learning is there's no love in it for me, meaning I have no attachment to it. And so what I do is I clear so I can see why I love this or why I love that about playing music. It's
yes.
Kind of interesting.
It's really amazing. And when we talk about talent, a lot of people think about artistic talent, you know, painting or music or dancing, that's
all. Oh, but it is in so many different things. My stepfather, loved him dearly. He was so talented in math. It was, and he loved it. It was one of those things that he just loved.
He was an engineer.
Yes.
And you know, just seeing how things worked or seeing how you could design something to make it better for people.
Yes.
That could be a talent in itself. There's all sorts of talents you mm-hmm. have. Mm-hmm. And most people, you know, most people go to the extreme when they talk about talent in terms of saying, okay, well, you know, I'm a lawyer, but I've always wanted to be a singer, you know, okay. And we're not suggesting to anybody that you just quit your job and then go, you know, start out as
what
a singer.
Is it? Don't quit your day job.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in the next segment.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You had a story about your nephew.
Okay. Here's the thing that I find to be so interesting about this story is when you do something and you do it from your heart authentically, you don't realize what you've done. And I'm talking about something very, very positive. A few weeks ago, I saw my nephew after a few years, more than a few years, and he said that he was so happy to see me, and I was the one person that he truly came to see because he had a message for me, and the message was that I had been the only person in his life that had helped him develop and promoted him and encouraged him to play music. And it took me not very long to figure out, but every time he would come into my house, he would head straight for my guitar. He would head straight for it. He always said, "Aunt Pat, can I play your guitar?" And I'd say, "Yes, be nice to it." And he'd say, "Okay." And he'd play. And sometimes it was everybody would leave. But then he got better and better and that kind of thing.
And the backstory is that her nephew had this really chaotic upbringing. And,
yes,
you know, Patricia knew that he wasn't getting the parenting and the support from his parents that he needed, her brother, for example. And so here's the main point about talent. Is that the things that block you from talent are these negative energies of shame, unworthiness, fear, right, judgment, you know, and your life story. Just like her nephew, he used his talent as a refuge.
Yes.
But a lot of times you may have talents that have been blocked because your growing up was so chaotic or parts of your life have been so chaotic.
Or so dull.
So dull that you haven't really been able to know what those talents are, right, have the confidence to express them, mm-hmm, and put them out in the world.
Exactly.
You know, people think of talent in a very specific way, but, you know, you could be a janitor, but have a talent for just making people be happier for the day. So, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to do your talent in a very structured way. You can do it. A lot of people have talents that have nothing to do with the way they work,
mm-hmm,
but are really important to them that can be very, very helpful.
Exactly. You know, I have one more story along the lines of talent and it being suppressed. My mother was a portrait artist and she was really, really good. And I tried to paint a couple of times with her and draw with her a couple of times. And, you know, I didn't really feel like the connection like I saw that she had. And so I waited a little while, meaning a few years, and I started to do I thought, well, maybe I'll do oils. And so I tried doing oil painting, and I was really struck on this figure that was in the painting, so to speak. And I asked her about it, and she said, well, you know, I don't know why you even bother because you're never going to get it right. And I have to tell you, it crushed me. I went, oh, okay. It crushed me. But here's my point. My point is that she shamed and guilted me into not taking my talent any farther.
It was a form of parental jealousy, but those things are the energies that block us.
Exactly. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Talent is an energy that we can work with using the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. Hard work and other programming methods can suppress talent and its natural expression. Negative messages and energies are the biggest killers of talent and raw ability, just like Patricia's mother. And the ecosystem approach uncovers talent and refines the expression of that talent.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about uncovering talent and how many of your talents get suppressed. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about uncovering talent and how many of your talents get suppressed. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So my talents and abilities were never supported or encouraged for me growing up. My life story was about just being accepted and loved in my family, and that took me off in many different directions that didn't support my talents.
You know, I've always likened your life story to something analogous to Cinderella, where you were giving a lot of responsibility because you were able to do it, but there was never any acknowledgement of that responsibility or your abilities in general. Mm-hmm. And I think for the most part, you know, aside from the story that you just told about your mother, what mm-hmm. she said about your drawing, yeah. you know, I think that, you know, she shamed you.
Yes.
But, you know, there's another one, and we've talked about this before, where when Patricia was a little girl, she saw this little boy who wasn't there. She saw a ghost.
I did.
And her mother saw it, and her mother said, "You can't ever talk to anybody about this." She shamed her about that too.
Yeah.
You know, those are part of her talents, her talent set, and it was never acknowledged. But one of the things that, I'm just telling your story for you. Sweetie.
Thank you, dear. That's fine.
you know, she had a mentally disabled sister, and the sister would have seizures. She had the mental age of about 3, right? And she would have seizures, and it would completely disrupt the household. And this disruption didn't allow any space for talents or the idea of who am I? You know, what are my abilities and talents? It was just survival.
Right.
And those types of issues, if you're listening right now and you're saying, "Well, I don't really know what my talents are," I guarantee you some of your life issues have completely suppressed those things. So let's talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
We'll talk about it right now. Sexual abuse, for example, the trauma of that is so pervasive, and it affects the whole family, not just one or two people typically. Mm-hmm. Covers up lots of talent. Being abandoned.
Right.
Deep-seated emotional issues, sickness, disease, have any sort of difficult life. We see this all the time on the news. You know, everybody's got a struggle or so. Those things, those negative emotions block talents and abilities.
Yes, and the irony is a lot of therapies, which I think is fantastic to do this, they support things like painting and drawing and, you know, things that keep people quiet but are expressions of themselves. And there have been some amazing artists come out of something like this. And I'm not saying you have to be abused. I know that's going to be one of the things you're going to talk about. You do not have to be abused in order to show your talent.
There's this common belief that you know, the best writers, artists, musicians mm-hmm. are those who have been tortured or have had a difficult life, and their music is an expression of that difficult life and that they've overcome it. Well, we have a much different approach. It's much more direct. It's mm-hmm. much simpler. Mm-hmm. Clear away that trauma.
Okay.
Clear away that the energy of sexual abuse, abandonment, deep-seated emotional issues. That doesn't mean that it's easy, but when you start clearing those things, then these talents emerge.
Amazingly. You know, amazingly, I am proof of that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, when we met, I was doing something in IT and she was working in purchasing, which is, you know, if you knew Patricia, it is so stupid. I mean, you know, it just, it makes no sense whatsoever. And
but let's get back to my talents.
Well, you know, our ability to be intuitive, and as been doing this for the last 20 years on ourselves first, you know, we've had all these other abilities that have just come forward. You know, she's learning to play the guitar when she's, some might call, I could never say this,
but a senior citizen.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That might be what my driver's license says, but I'm not buying it. But I have a question, Jason. Let's talk about making money with your talent, you know, the pros and cons.
Oh, that's, you know, we have had so many people that have been, who are artists or trying to make money with their art. Mm-hmm. And there's this huge misconception out there that it's like a, it's commonly thought that if you do what you love, i.e. your talent, the money will follow. But here's the part that they don't say. It may not be enough money.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so here you are, you're a lawyer making six figures, and you want to play the guitar or paint
or write
a novel.
Sure.
What's not really acknowledged, and we know this because this is based on what we see now, not based on what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
The area of money in the world has been gamified. So the best artists don't rise to the top, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more about marketing, especially when it comes to art, than it is about true talent and ability.
Right.
And some people are up to that, playing that game. Some people aren't. And it could be very, very difficult.
You know, that's really sad to me, Jason.
Well, and we're not trying to discourage anyone.
No.
But here's the other truth about, especially in the United States, we don't appreciate art in terms of money.
No.
You know, we may say, oh, that's a beautiful picture. They want how much for it? You know, there's, that was a great novel, but I'm not going to pay more than I have, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's, you know, even songs, you can have a great song and, today you don't get paid the way you normally that you used to in ways that allow for the money. So I'm not suggesting that if you're a musician, a writer, or a painter, or any sort of artist that you stop. But I just if you've already doing another job and you want to quit and sell all your worldly possessions and go, you know, play guitar on a mountaintop, I'm not sure that's necessarily the best thing.
Well, but I am going to suggest that when you're doing something of a talent in some way, shape, or form, depending, no matter what it is, understand that it needs to come from your heart. It needs to come from the essence of who you are.
And for us, the easiest way to get there, your essence, your heart, is the ecosystem approach.
Exactly, because it works.
We clear those negative energy that need that expression.
Yes.
The reason you need that expression is because it's covered up with all this other negative energy that we've been talking about during the show.
Exactly. And, you know, most of us do not understand how much of us, of ourselves, is covered up. We don't understand it. And yet, when we start doing the ecosystem approach, we start to get a feel for how much is there. We don't always like it, but we can clear it. But the feel to be able to connect with the essence of who you are through doing the ecosystem approach is amazing.
A lot of people have said to us, you know, and we've heard this is commonly accepted, that artists are tortured souls.
Yeah.
And they, because they're tortured, they have this beautiful expression that they have to put out there in the world. As far as we're concerned, if your soul is tortured, clear it. Don't let it be tortured.
I agree.
Not suggesting that you don't express yourself artistically. I'm just saying there's no reason to try and, to me, trying to paint or to sing or to write when you're tortured, the best thing to do the most direct way is the ecosystem approach and clear that torture.
Exactly. Exactly. It's rather interesting. The results that you can get, not only for yourself in everyday life when you're doing the clearing, but also in your art, in whatever art you're choosing, you would be amazed how satisfying it truly is. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There are pros and cons to using your talents to make money. Mm-hmm. You can always be creative in how to express those talents, not necessarily in a monetary way.
Okay.
Your life story, you know, who you are, what your story was growing up, has the most to do with how your talents have been suppressed.
Yes.
So it's those things. You don't have to clear for your talents specifically, clear for the things that were suppressed. And hard work is not the way to develop talent. Clearing is the way to create that expertise or that talent and ability. Mm-hmm. And use the ecosystem approach to uncover your life story and your talents at the same time, because it's all connected.
Okay.
It's a twofer.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to develop and uncover your talents. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to teach you how to develop and uncover your talents. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do you develop all your talents if you don't even know what they are?
Well, you don't focus on your talents. you focus on the things, emotions, and energies that block you.
But and how am I going to know that?
Well, you start using the ecosystem approach.
Ah.
And so that since you asked, okay, the way to use the ecosystem approach, we've set it up for you. If you listen every week, and in the fourth segment, we always do clearings. If you sign up for our newsletter at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab, and all we ask for is your name and email address. It's free. Every week we have clearings in that. Just start doing clearings. It doesn't matter what you clear because they all kind of end up in the same place. These negative energies like fear, shame, guilt, they block your talents. And you'll start to see talents and acknowledge talents that you haven't even known you've had before. I know that we have a lot of clients now that we work with. We've grandfathered them. We're not looking for new clients. But at this point, we have a lot of clients. And even if we haven't been trying to develop their talent per se, if that wasn't their objective, all these talents and abilities that they never thought they had start to come to the surface.
Well, that's really kind of interesting. You know, I've had people say to me, well, how do I find my talents? And Jason is exactly right. But the thing that I usually start with, I ask the question, well, do you have any idea what you'd like to do? What interests you? Something like that.
And that's what we say verbally, but we're always clearing in the background.
Well, exactly.
Bring those up.
Well, exactly.
But your story about your class that you took where we used to work. We used to work in at a art school.
Exactly. And that's where we met.
One of the bennies was you could take an art class at a really discounted rate.
Yes. And the amazing thing was is they had teachers from all over the world and experts. I mean, they were amazing. Anyway, Jason talked me. He caught me when I was working with a client one day. I was doodling on a piece of paper, and he was amazed that I had drawn something the way that I did. And so he said, you need to go take a class. And I went, oh, okay. So finally, he talked me into it. I went and took this class.
Wait a minute. You know, yes, I did talk her into it, but I also cleared her into it. And I want to make that distinction because, yes, you know,
it's true.
For all the men out there,
yeah,
if you're trying to talk your girlfriend or your wife into something, the best thing you can do is limit the talk and do the clearing. OMG, it is amazing. And it's a great example because, you know, in all seriousness, this was kind of full circle with the story that you told in the first segment about how you asked your mother about how to do perspective.
Yes.
And she said, why bother?
You're never going to get it.
And those words, what are this, 50 years later, 40 years? I'm sorry. Maybe it's 10 years later, whatever it is. But whatever the number is, she's got those thoughts in her head. How do you get rid of those thoughts?
Well, and how do I remember it exactly as it was? And by the way, before the clearing, I couldn't even think about those things because it brought so much shame and pain.
One of the things that we also saw, because we're intuitives, but you can infer these a lot of the times, is that her mother was jealous.
Yes.
She knew that Patricia also had these artistic abilities, but she was jealous of her. She didn't want to help her develop them because she felt it would take something away from her. So
yes,
there's an energetic block. So when you went to go take that class.
Well, there's two stories about the class. The first one was this first night I went into the class. It was an evening class. I went into the class and the teacher said, well, your final will be that you have to draw a portrait. I almost got up and left the class right then, but I didn't. And when
Jason, out of fear,
out of total fear, in other words, there was this unwritten, spoken.
This is the energy we talked about. That her mother put like a block. It's an energy. It was a block that says you can't be good in art.
I could, exactly.
And that's an energy.
Well, because she was the portrait artist, I was terrified of even attempting it.
And this is after her mother died. I mean, her mother wasn't even in the picture, but that energy still lingered.
Well, and so then. So moving right along, the class was, I think, 8 weeks long. And I came out, I have to back up. I came out and said, Jason, I can't do this. And he said, we'll clear our way through it. So we did. And so the night that I got my final grade, I was terrified. I did this portrait of Jason's nephew, which was a beautiful child. And he told me when he gave me the grade in the class, he said, "I want you to know when I connected with you, when I saw you, I saw something I had never seen before in any student that I had ever taught." And I was like, "What is that?" And he said, "I saw you struggle with this portrait week after week, but then I saw you, I was standing behind you the moment you fell in love with the art, with the craft, with the ability to express." And I remembered it specifically, but I didn't know he was standing behind me. It was one of the most awesome feelings I have had in my lifetime. And I am so grateful to the clearing and Jason because of it.
Well, and what we did, and this is, you know, how to develop your talent. This is it right here. So yes. Listen closely. I mean, it's not like, first of all, we saw that the block was from her mother.
Right. Not my talent.
Not your, it wasn't a block on your talent. It was just expressing it.
Yes.
Oh, and going to this class, it wasn't about practicing. It was just about clearing enough of that negative energy of jealousy and shame and guilt.
Exactly. And in through the entire classes, the whole time, I was clearing as well, because I was learning techniques that I could have learned from my mother, everyone. She was really, really good. I could have learned them from her, but I ended up learning them from someone else. And so I almost fumbled with those techniques as if they were odd to me.
For someone like us, we might say the ghost of her mother,
yes,
was on her shoulder as she tried to learn this. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, those ghosts, whether they're specifically about a specific talent,
right,
or just trying to keep you from expressing the best of you in the world,
the essence of you in the world,
the ecosystem approach gets all of that.
Yes, it is. It is phenomenal, everyone. And by the way, I do my very best to find time every single day to do some sort of talent that I love just for me.
It's an expression of who she is, and I love to see her do it,
right?
Because it the happiness fills up the house.
It's so pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
All right, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best way to develop your talents are to focus on the energies that block you. Mm-hmm. As you clear the blocking energies, many talents and abilities will emerge. Mm. Instead of driving and pushing yourself to develop those talents, just clear the blocks. It's so simple. And use the ecosystem approach as a holistic way to develop your talents and abilities.
Thank you for that, Jason. So, Jason, for those people who don't know how to clear, we're going to teach that to you right now. And for those of you that do, just follow along or take a drink of water. There you go.
You know, we're gonna talk to you about this in the next segment. We're going to do some clearing, and this is the first step. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to take this first step for the ecosystem approach, because it's not a easy way. It's not a quick fix. But this stuff, you just do it every week. It gets better and better and better.
And by the way, it's fascinating. Once you start doing it, this is totally fascinating.
So here's what you do. You just use your imagination. Okay. You can sit, stand on your head. Doesn't matter. Your posture is not important. And as we say, and to eliminate, just take a gentle breath. And in your mind's eye, gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's emotions or veils and illusions, barriers, whatever it is. Gather those up on your body and mm-hmm. then blow them gently into a trash can. Now, if you're driving or there's no trash can available, use your mind's eye and create a picture of a trash can in your mind's eye,
right,
and blow it into that. It's that simple.
And it's really fun because you get to be creative in even doing that. Then what we're going to do after we do the clearing, we're going to activate life force. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And when we use it every single day, the power in it is amazing, even doing your own personal talents. So what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force by taking a breath, and we're going to call upon that life force energy. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso and our shoulders, all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And when we breathe out, sounds like this. We're going to blow that negative energy into a trash can. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to actually do some clearing to help you increase your talents, whether you know what they are or not. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing to help you increase your talents, whether you know what they are or not. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
And I want to remind the audience that, if you think one of these clearing statements doesn't apply to you, clear it anyways. We've never seen where a clearing statement will hurt you.
Ever.
And the truth is that most of these probably do affect you, but until you clear it, you won't know it.
So we've had that one too.
instead of saying, I know what my emotions are. I'm just trying to clear that one. Just give me a break and just do it for me and just do the clearing anyways and see what happens. And that there goes with all the clearings that we have and even in the newsletter.
Okay.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the major blocks to my talents, like shame, guilt, fear, and unworthiness. So gather up those major blocks and then blow them into that trash can.
Okay. we're going to cut it a little bit shorter and say, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see any major talents and abilities that I have starting right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see any minor talents and abilities that I have.
Oh, I said major, didn't I? I apologize.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate.
We want all of them.
And to eliminate all my deep-seated issues that distract me from my talents and abilities. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I have to make money from my talents and abilities. Take a breath.
You know, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but anybody who does the clearing at all, and you yawn, if you yawn while you're doing the clearing, I just want you to know that's your expression that you're moving things.
Moving lots of negative energy.
Yes, exactly.
So way to go.
Okay. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how my talents have been blocked and suppressed. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any compulsion I have to push myself or drive myself or program myself to develop my talents. Don't do that. Take a breath. Clear away all those compulsions.
And, you know, I don't know if we did this one, so I want to do it, make sure. And to eliminate the false belief that I have to make money from my talents. Take a breath. Remember, they're always for you that we do these talents. You do them for yourself first. Jason?
And to eliminate my fear of putting my talents and abilities out in the world. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see any negative energies attached to me, they can affect and how they can affect my talents. Take a breath. One of the things that I know is I don't work on anything that I love or that I'm learning to love. If I'm angry, I won't do it. It's something good that I've created for myself.
So, and to eliminate any anger, bitterness, frustration, anxiety, stress that I have, mm-hmm. when I'm going to do any talents or things that really appeal to me,
right.
In the moment, take a breath.
And to eliminate the shame and guilt that says my talents and ability are not good enough based on others' opinions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my courage and objectivity so expression of my talents can satisfy my essence.
Love it. Breathe. Take a breath. Blow all that negative energy out.
And you know, when you're expressing your talents and abilities, it's another way of saying you're expressing your soul.
Yes.
And people need that expression. Mm-hmm. So and to eliminate any neediness I have to make money from my talents, which could kill my expression, my soul expression, which may not be in my best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate using the pain in my soul to express my talents versus clearing the pain in my soul and then expressing my talents. Take a breath. Blow it out. Jason, should we activate life force?
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your shoulders, through your torso, tip, and your arms, and now down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy.
and to activate life force so I can trust that I have the talents I've always believed I have.
Mm. Take a breath. Pull in that life force. Let those talents come in. Let those blocks go away. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to acknowledge my talents and the authentic and be authentic to myself. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and comfortable with my talents and abilities.
Take a breath. Blow it out.
It's hard to be a tortured soul on the ecosystem approach. I apologize in advance.
All right. And to activate life force so I can activate happiness and creativity and be healthy and love and be peaceful, have harmony and joy and laughter and fun. And of course, one more time, creativity in my life starting right now today. Take a breath. Pull it in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Blow it out. Any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Obsessive compulsive behaviors. You know, I know. I don't mean to make fun if you struggle with this, but it can be major, it can be minor.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people have minor obsessive compulsive behaviors.
Uh-huh. And some are more than others.
Some are more than others. Mm-hmm. And we have an approach that isn't therapy and isn't drugs. And this is the natural way to deal with this, because obsessive compulsive behaviors are unnatural energy that comes from this negative energy of programming.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to tune into this. It'll be a real interesting show. Be sure to tune in for this.
Okay.
Once you start doing this, then you can see the benefits and start to see yourself grow. Mm-hmm. The way to do it is to sign up for a newsletter. Do that right now. We're at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab. It's free. We just ask for your name and email address, and then go to our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. I love to get likes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. And Jason, we're gonna connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.